You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Now we're going to hear from one of the artists who worked on the Amazon Acoustics album. And I quoted her at the top of the show with that line of music. Her name is Ashley Monroe, and on that album, she sings the John Mellencamp song Pink Houses, obviously a cover song. But I asked her what original lyrics she'd written that really meant something to her. And she responded with a song called From Time to Time. It came to her in her sleep.
Hush, little darling, celebrate. Today's gonna be your birthday, even if it's not the 10th of September. Sometimes down here you will find life won't give you peace of mind. It's like you're holding on to a dying ember. Anyway, it was that.
You have this record out. It's doing really well right now. When you have your own original music out there, why did you pick Pink Houses to cover? Little Pink Houses.
I think you can hear the words, you slow down a song like Pink Houses, and a lot of people are used to dancing to it and just kind of getting lost in it. And even myself, when I started learning the words, I was like, wow, this is such a different take to be able to, hear it kind of stripped down and even a girl singing it.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad song.
No, it is kind of depressing. That's my style, though.
When you think about what you do, how much of it is about the music and how much of it is about creating a viable, successful business?
You have to think about both. Especially when you have a band that you have to take care of and a crew and management. And, you obviously have to stay aware of money. I try to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before me, especially in the early stages, because I feel like that if we're all doing it for the right reasons and doing it the right way, that it'll pay off later. If it gets too much in my head, I might get discouraged.
Nashville is an interesting place to be a female songwriter. Does the Amazon deal get you to a wider audience that maybe you wouldn't necessarily get just straight out of Nashville?
I think it definitely does. Amazon is huge. So, for someone just to randomly click upon my song on Amazon, they have a good chance of not knowing who I am, and hopefully they like it.
Did you grow up thinking about money? You had an entry into the music world when you were quite young. You lost a parent. How much did being financially secure figure in the back of your mind?
I never really thought about money growing up. I think we were fine. I don't think we were rich or poor. I think we were just kind of normal. If we were poor, I wouldn't have known it. We were very much loved and taken care of. So yeah, I didn't really think about money until after my dad died. And then I remember the first time I thought about it after was going to the funeral home and seeing how much stone was and thinking, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to afford this? It was like my first dealing with money, kind of.
When you think about the industry now, is it different than what you thought it would be when you were, a teenager picturing being a well-known country artist?
Of course, I used to see buses backstage when I would go see shows, and I would think, oh, they're drinking champagne and they're getting their hair done, and oh, we're probably getting a massage. And probably, unless you're Beyonce, that's not the case, and maybe not even her, but I'm still going to imagine somebody does that. But yeah, it's not like what you think. Truth is, you're like trying to like curl your hair enough for people to think you're like clean. you haven't bathed in 3 days. It's rough out there, but I love it. I wouldn't take it any other way. But it is funny, all the things that the more I get into it, I'm like, oh, even the award shows and stuff. It's like, oh yeah, this isn't what I thought it was. But oh well, keep on going.
Ashley Monroe, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
A black man with a black hat, living in a black neighborhood. He's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know he thinks that he's got